I just I really would like to underline the point that Brother Stefan made in regard to the matter of hope, because it is hope is not a wishful thinking. It is not that Abraham went and perhaps there is a confidence in the hope, because the hope is settled in a person. It is the God of glory. That's really what attracted Abraham, and that's very important. Abraham is a towering character in the Old Testament. His shadow crosses all generations. He lived in a very similar time to our time. Just across the river, you look and you see high buildings. If Abraham looked across the river, he will see a high building too, the Tower of Babylon. Abraham could look and see the rebellious of men. We will build ourselves. We'll make ourselves a name. That's the character of the age we are, where we are living. His answer to that was obedience, because he have seen something greater. If we do not see something greater, then Christianity become another faith. We hear that word. It's a faith. There's all kind of faith. Christianity become like everything else. But Christianity is not that at all. It's hope in God. And the idea is repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So hope is not a wishful thinking. We mention that faith see. We mention that faith understand. And in verse 19, faith calculate, count. That's an expression that is a mass expression, that is an accounting expression. And that's a fact. He had an equation. He have never seen anybody raised from the dead, but he have hope and trust in God. And he put everything. We could make an equation where we could think very materialistic and humanistic. If we take the God out of the equation, sure, there is no hope. But if we put God in the equation, he counted on God. And that's important for the system of belief. That's our worldview. It's a fact. It's stable. It sees, it understands, and it accounts. So Christianity is a solid system that you could count on, because God is in it. There is a transcendent that comes into the mind, into that world. And that's what the world rejected. To them, it's a closed system. God is outside of it completely. But here in Christianity, and these are real men that lived in real time, in very difficult circumstances, similar to our circumstances, what made them shine is the principle of faith that linked them with God, that was making them act and live in a way that we also could be living in the very same way.
And to add to this, this idea of the challenge of living by faith, we don't want to read these Old Testament examples and think, wow, they were towering examples of faith. They were, but they were going through the difficulties of this pathway. As an example, to add a little more to Abraham, Abraham said, "Oh, that Ishmael would live before you," he said one time to God. And another time he accepted his wife's suggestion to be impatient with God. Job, by contrast, said to his wife, "You're talking like the foolish women. Let's just trust God." But Abraham didn't do that. He accepted his wife's suggestion. It's hard to live by faith. It was Abraham felt it. He felt it. Oh, that Ishmael, you could just hear the pathos in his plea. But we've been emphasizing this because our faith is in God. We don't just have a lot of faith. We don't sort of just get a lot of faith particles together and finally we make good decisions. It's that our faith rests in God. God can be trusted. And so Abraham, who despite his wish, his desire, his intense preference that Ishmael would be the heir, he accepted the fact that Ishmael was not the heir. In Isaac, your seed will be called. And we could just imagine, he as it was described, he reasoned that he was going to kill his son. He expected to kill Isaac because he trusted that he knew if God could be trusted, God would raise up Isaac. It just shows that this is, we shouldn't just read through this and just imagine that this was, you know, in the 15 seconds it takes us to read this passage, that's the time it took for Abraham to come to a conclusion. It was hard. The life of faith is hard. It's real. But God can be trusted. And if we come to that conclusion, God can be trusted. If we are helped to that conclusion by the Spirit of God working in our hearts and brought to realize that the God of glory is the one to whom we're attached, then we admit the natural inclinations, but we set them aside. We don't pretend they aren't there. We admit they're there, but we set them aside.
I was wondering if we might see this sentence in verse 8, speaking of Abraham going out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance. He obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he went. And I was thinking of connecting this to the thought that God is a rewarder of faith. We read in chapter 12 that for the Lord as a man, that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. So it was said earlier that our faith is not blind faith. It is faith that has proved God. It's faith that can look back and see how God has worked previously. And for Abraham here, he didn't know where he was going, but there was that conviction of in his heart. Now we know when we go back to Genesis, it took time, right, to develop in his heart. And the same thing we see in us. But God does set before us the blessings of faith. And for Abraham, it was that there was going to be an inheritance for him, that he was to make him the father of many nations. And so I think it's wonderful to see that where there's the exercise of faith, the conviction to take God at his word, it is also joined with the fact that God sets before us that there will be a blessing, a reward for those that move in faith according to his word.
I would just like to make a quick point, linking up with both what Steve has said and what Tony has just said. Abraham, faith is hard. Abraham is presented as a man of great faith, but don't let us forget that Abraham made some serious mistakes in his life. He went down to Egypt and really would betrayed his wife. So when you look at this man who is given as an example of faith in the book of Hebrews, there's no mention of his failures, but let's see that faith is hard. And I really enjoy the thought that Brother John pointed out, that he was tested with regard to his natural ties. Let's be honest, folks, that a test in our families is one of the greatest tests that we ever would face. All of us being tested by our families. If we are challenged to do something that obey God, which may appear to be as if you're going to have to go against your own family, which of us in here is going to stand and really obey God? Many of us are going to fall, and we're going to choose with our families over obeying God. It's a real challenge. So I just want to make that point. Abraham was a great man of faith, but he also made some mistakes in his life.
Okay. Well, let me just help us move along a little. When we look at Abraham here, he is the first example in this chapter where we see faith displayed in his three main parts of his life, right? We could say verse 8 through 10 is his early years. Of course, we know when he left, he was 75 years old, but let's just make application here. Early on in his life, there was faith. Then we see in Sarah, verse 11 and 12, Abraham and Sarah together, we see faith in his mid-years at the birth of Isaac. It didn't happen right away. Abraham was now 100 years old and Sarah was 90. What a scandal, isn't it? But praise the Lord, it happened. And then we see some general comments for all of us in verse 13 through 16. But then at the end of his life, in verse 17 and 18, when he was offering up Isaac, so faith was displayed in all these different stages of his life. What a wonder example. We'll also see this later in the example of Moses, these three periods of his life as well. So faith sometimes is needful I mean, it's always needful, but it may be seen even more so in some of our lives early. But God wants us to show that faith through our whole life. And Abraham is that example. He had failures going down to Egypt, Ishmael, wanting Ishmael to be God's answer, and so forth. And yet God doesn't emphasize that here. He brings out the things that he's pleased with, and that's what we should emphasize. Yeah,